Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Susan Winter here. Thank you for joining me, whether it's through the podcast or it's here on YouTube. And thank you so much for my amazing, wonderful, wonderful YouTube family of subscribers who keep supporting me and coming back every week and joining me on my live show. Today's discussion, how to reduce dating anxiety. I'm guessing maybe a couple of people out there might be thinking about this. And moreover, how to absolutely be grounded in a sense of calm, confidence, and trust while you're going through what is this otherwise very precarious process of modern dating. Okay, everybody, so let's start at the very beginning. We acknowledge that today's world of modern dating has some pitfalls and some problems that didn't exist 20, 30, 40 years ago. Granted, you're all smart, you know, you watch YouTube, you read the articles, you're in therapy, you know what's going on. Why is it that it is so anxiety-ridden when we take this ride? One factor. We tend to, as humans, want to be liked. We want to have that partner want us. And that's good. You're in a stronger position. But that oftentimes morphs into another aspect of our personality where we're unconsciously, maybe consciously, but mostly unconsciously, seeking their approval. It is natural to want to be liked. And it is natural to want to be wanted. But when we find ourselves slipping into that, oh my God, I wonder what they think about me. Am I okay? Like, should I call? If I call too soon, will I look nervous? Will I look needy? I don't want to look needy. All this self-doubt and internal reflection, it should not be about that. I want to ask you to entertain an entirely different mindset. Instead of finding yourself going into that loop of, okay, it's been 2 days, I didn't get a text message back, or it took them 4 hours to get back to me. Does that mean they're backpedaling? Start with some very basic things. One, I've gone on and on about this, but I like the very basic ground rules. Hey, listen, I like honesty. I think it works better. How do you feel about that? If we don't want to be in this, or you're like not feeling it, you're cool. It's cool to say it. Nobody's bad, nobody's wrong. Does that work for you? However you want to say that, set honesty from the very beginning so that if you have a glitch, you're not wondering, oh my God, if I move too soon, what are they going to think? And then they're going to think I want them too much and then they're going to run away. So we get rid of that. Two, a different mindset as far as how you approach the dating. Because the ground is so shaky, people look for stability in locking it down and driving toward an outcome that they understand. While this appears to be good, and yes, we want somebody who wants what we want, these are the beginning profile informational things, and these are the beginning discussions. We want to observe this person in a discovery phase, an exploration phase, to get to know them. Wonder, curiosity, more of a leaning back without needing to drive an outcome, without needing to make this person the one, your selection, the last option. I've got to have a date for, I don't know, the holidays, whatever. Releasing all of that and having a much more relaxed attitude of lightness. You still know what you want. See, here's that very tricky distinction. People are either incredibly fuzzy and they want to go with the flow and are never clear and are confusing and always give their partners mixed messages, or people are exceedingly clear and they hardball, which I'm okay with as long as it's tactful, but then they really are like demanding and they're hard and they're nervous or neurotic or impulsive or a lot of pressure. Very few people have learned the art of putting the two together. Discovery, confidence. Exploration, what will this become? Not, I need to make it this. Now, you are assessing their capacity at all times, but the anxiety comes from when you give them the power to take this journey someplace else, that they are going to approve of you or not. They are going to want you or not. So I normally do one-on-one, but I did this group coaching thing a year ago. And I loved it because I have men and women, and I have all genders, and I really, really love this. And identifications, which is important to me. So I had a requirement. Before they enter the class, they need to take a photograph of themselves holding their hands on their steering wheel. And if they don't have a car, get a motorcycle, get your friend's car, have somebody take this photo. Put it on your refrigerator, put it on your computer, put it on your bathroom mirror. And the reason I did that is because I wanted them to know that they are driving. They are taking control of where this relationship is going. Because so many times in the first date and the excitement, we start to get swept up in, oh my gosh, I want them to want me. Oh my gosh, I'm seeing things I like. And we start to lose our footing. And when you catch yourself doing that, yes, be excited. That's that delicious, wonderful stuff that only happens in those very beginning moments. But you want to also be able to draw yourself back and say, yeah, this is good. I wonder what's going to happen. Let's see where it goes. Let's see if they're consistent. Let's see how I feel. And three, the number one thing to keep you in line as far as keeping you modulated emotionally is to continually ask, how do I feel when I'm with them? How do I feel about myself? Do I feel good? Do I feel safe? Do I feel they approve of me and I don't have to work to get it? I think far too many of you have been in relationships where you've worked way too hard, way too long, and you've probably done most of the work. And so now when you see the glimmer of somebody that's a possibility, that has things that you like, you get very eager. And that's great. That's excitement. But we need to temper that. And we need to have a measured pace in order to allow this to bloom. Because the anxiety that's attending the clamping it down and driving it to the outcome that we want is oftentimes the thing that, yeah, we might be able to get it. They might be able to go along with it. Maybe we try and lock them down too soon and get them, you know, into some kind of agreement way too soon. But then what happens? And you know, because if you've tried it, you know, they flinch and they want to pull back. Maybe they even want what you want and they want it with you. But it's just that you drove them so hard, they don't feel like they had a choice with it. These are subtle bits of balance. You can't let it go for an undetermined amount of time without knowing where you're going and without feeling that you have something viable, good, safe, and that they want you conclusively. You know that. And yet at the same time, you can't push them to do something way beyond where they're going to go. So ask yourself at all times, who's driving this thing? And how do I feel when I'm in it? And can I just take my foot off the throttle just a little bit and give myself a breath to regroup and figure out, do I like what I'm seeing here? I hope this helps you because I know it will reduce your anxiety. And take heart, you might not get it the first time, but you will catch it. You will catch it because that's how the mind works. If you want to work with me, it's susanwinter.net. Check out my consultation page and try and get signed up to my newsletter. I don't sell it. I don't distribute it to people, stuff like that. I barely write it, but once a month I let you know what's going on. But I travel the world and I visit different countries and I always try to see my clients when I'm there. If I have the time and I know the city, I'll do a meet and greet. And I always do private client sessions. I'm in Asia now so that I will be in the next month. And so I'm traveling all over the world. And so I'd love to see you because I do have a vast international audience. So SusanWinter.net. Thank you, everybody. And happy dating.